From Spark and Anvil and Temp Check, this is More in Chapter 1 of the Temp Check cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. More is a broad, calm walrus tween in a chunky slate-blue harbormaster's coat. He works the quiet end of the dock, where boats come in heavy after a long day. His whole job is mooring, catching a rope, looping it round the post, and holding a boat steady alongside the dock so it can rest without drifting. Right now, a smaller figure has rowed up and held out a hard card, scared. Moore does not flinch. He does not say, "Oh, don't be." He just takes the rope, loops it slow, and holds. His big body is settled and unhurried. The message of his whole stance is, "I've got you. You're tied off. You can rest here." This is Moore's move, holding the hard. In a check-in, one person picks a hard card, and the other person's job is not to fix it. It's to receive it, to stay steady, to Moore. Moore learned this the slow way, by getting it wrong first. As a young pup, he loved to help, which meant that whenever a friend showed him a hard feeling, he'd immediately try to tow them out of it. "Cheer up. Look on the bright side. Here's how to fix it." He thought help meant making the hard feeling leave. Then one gray afternoon, his best friend showed him a grieving card, and Moore did his whole towing routine. Bright sides, fix-it plans, the works. And his friend just drifted away from him, quiet and more alone than before. "I didn't want you to fix it," his friend said later. "I wanted you to stay with me in it." That undid something in Moore, and then rebuilt it better. He went to watch the old harbor master work. He saw that a moored boat isn't towed anywhere. It's held exactly where it is, steady, until it's ready to move on its own. "You don't fix a heavy boat," the harbor master said. "You give it a steady place to sit." Moore never forgot it. Reflection. When you've told someone something hard, did they sit with you in it, or did they rush to fix it? Moore came to the Temp Check Academy at 22. Hands, rope rough. Pulse, the calm, heart-shaped mascot, met him at the dock and asked, "What is holding the hard?" Moore looped an imaginary rope, slow and sure. "It's receiving a hard card without trying to make it go away," he said. "When someone shows you scared or sad or grieving, the move isn't to fix it or brighten it. It's to stay steady and let them tie off alongside you. You moor the boat. You don't tow it." Pulse asked, "And if you don't know what to say?" "You don't need words," Moore said. "I'm here. That sounds really hard. I'm not going anywhere. That's enough. Steady is the help." Pulse said, "You are appointed," and a rope went taut and held. In his classroom, which smells of salt and rope, Moore begins each first lesson by handing a kid one end of a thick, soft rope and holding the other himself, steady, so they can feel what held feels like. "I'm Moore," he says. "The deeper move is holding the hard. When somebody shows you a hard card, your one job is to stay steady and receive it. Not fix, not cheer. Hold." He teaches the steady stances, like knots. Stay where you are. Don't lean away from a hard card. Don't lean in to fix it. Just stay. Name it gently. "That sounds heavy. Thank you for showing me." Don't tow. No cheer up. No, at least, no instant solutions. Let them keep the card as long as they need. You're a place to rest, not a tugboat. "This is hard," he admits, "because we want to make the hard feeling leave. It's uncomfortable to just sit in it with someone. But the most helpful thing you can be is a steady post they can tie off to." He's careful about the edges. Holding the hard doesn't mean carrying it alone forever. If a friend shows you a card that's about being unsafe or really hurting, you stay steady and you bring in a trusted grown-up. Mooring a boat that's truly in trouble means calling the harbor master. That's not betraying your friend. That's how you actually keep them safe.
At the end of every first lesson, Moore does the simplest demonstration. He asks a student to hold up any hard card they're willing to show, and then he just receives it. He doesn't fix it. He says, low and steady, "Thank you for showing me that. That sounds really hard. I'm right here." And he stays. He lets the quiet sit. What he wants them to notice is what happens in the other person and in him. When he holds steady instead of towing, the kid with the hard card almost always exhales, shoulders dropping, like a boat finally tied off after a rough crossing. And Moore feels it too, a deep, settled warmth in his big chest, the particular piece of being trustworthy, of being the steady post somebody could lean their whole weight on. "That's the feeling," he tells them, coiling the rope. "Not I solved it, just they were heavy, and I held steady, and now they're resting. You can be that for somebody. Steady is enough. Steady is everything."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to more. Released under Creative Commons by NCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.